A third-party visitation. The question here is, can a third party, such as a grandparent, an uncle, or anybody else for that matter, petition the court and get visitation of your child? So then we'll look at two particular cases. We'll look at Troxell versus Granville, which decided, or the Supreme Court has spoken on it. And then we'll also look at the Serless versus the Myers case, which is a Virginia case, decided in 2006. And then we have a Florida statute that I want to reference as well when it comes down to temporary custody or minor children by extended family. So when it comes to third-party visitation, that's the right that can be given to individuals other than the biological parents. So example, grandparents, uncles, aunts, you name it. So, and the thing here is, if doing so does not interfere with the constitutional right of a fit custodial parent to make child-rearing decisions. The child-rearing decisions of such parent are presumed then to be correct. This we get from a number of cases, and the first one that we want to look at is the Troxell versus Granville. Now, this case originated out of the state of Washington and ended up all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2000. So what is so significant about the 2000 Troxell versus Granville decisions on parental rights? Here in 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court of the United States citing a constitutional right of parents to direct the upbringing of their children. And they struck down a Washington state law which allowed any third party to petition state courts for child visitation rights over the parental objection. Just imagine that. Anyone. So broad. So this seminal case regarding third-party visitation, we're still talking about the Troxell versus the Granville, the 2000 case. This again was concerning the constitutionality of a Washington code, a state code, and the reference of that was the state code 2610.160.3. That section permitted that any person to petition for visitation right at any time, and it authorized the Washington courts to grant visitation rights whenever visitation might serve the child's best interest. Troxell then involved a paternal grandparent or grandparents who petitioned for the right to visit their deceased son's daughter. The girl's mother did not oppose limited visitation by the grandparents, of course, but what she objected was the amount sought by the grandparents, the amount of time the grandparents were seeking. The trial court ordered more visitation than the mother, the biological mother, the fit mother, agreed, and then the mother appealed. That is customarily, it would normally happen that way, right? The Washington Court of Appeal reversed and dismissed the grandparents' decision, holding that was affirmed by the Washington Supreme Court, which declared 2610.160.3 unconstitutional and infringing on parents' fundamental rights to rear their children. The court held that the federal constitution permits a state to interfere with the rights only to prevent harm or potential harm to the child. The Washington Code section was too broad. It stated any person. Right? So the code was too broad in permitting any person to petition at any time. And the only requirement being that visitation serve the best interest of the child. or the child's best interest. Now, when it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the appeals court's answer, right? The visitation order in this case was unconstitutional, an unconstitutional infringement on the mother's fundamental right to make decisions concerning the care, custody, and control of her two daughters. The similar case regarding third-party visitation is, again, Troxell versus Grenfell. Now, another case I want to bring up, this is a case called Zurles, S-U-R-L-E-S versus Meyer. And this case comes out of Virginia. And the reason why I like this case a bit, because it has Florida in it, and I like when Florida is in any case, right? So kind of a reference point there. But here is what we see. In Searles, the parties were involved in a relationship of four years, but they were never married. And here the mother had a son by another man, and Mr. Searles served as the primary father figure. The couple also had their own daughter. When the parties separated, they shared joint legal custody of their daughter, and the mother had primary physical custody of the daughter. You remember we talked about it earlier, the difference between legal custody and physical custody, right? So the son would occasionally occupy the daughter, occasionally accompany the daughter on a visit with Mr. Searles. The mother then relocated to Florida, and Mrs. Searles petitioned for visitation with her son. Remember, one of the children, the son, was not the child of Mr. Searles from another man, but the siblings had been together for at least 4 years. So, and they accompanied each other during visitation. So, mom moves to Florida, and Mr. Searles said, wait a minute, I'm petitioning for visitation with the son, although I am not the biological father. The trial court granted the mother's motion to strike the petition for visitation because Mr. Searles was not a party in interest. Now, of course, that got appealed, and the Court of Appeals held that while Mrs. Worrell was a person with a legitimate interest within the meaning of the Code of Virginia, Section 2124-1, and thus had standing to pursue visitation with the boy, he failed to establish that in the absence of visitation, the boy would suffer actual harm. Remember, we talked about it earlier. Accordingly, it affirmed the denial of Mr. Searles' petition for visitation with the boy. Now, let's go back to what I said earlier about the third-party visitation. So we can conclude from that visitation rights can be given to individuals other than biological parents, example, grandparents, grandparents, uncles, and here in this case, Mr. Searles, a stepdad, you can say, right? If doing so does not interfere with the constitutional right of a fit, I say again, fit custodial parent to make child rearing decision. The child rearing decision of such parent are presumed then to be correct.